Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from K2 Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KTO and on the OTCQB under the symbol KTGDF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Swatton. Now, Steve, I want to follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday. Drill results from the Mojave project in Southern California. These drill results are from the Dragonfly target. Now, the headline number, 30.5 meters of 7.2 grams per ton gold from surface. And it really is from exactly surface when you dive into some of the tables in this news release to see where this drill result was. Please, Steve, just start us off with a general overview on this target, the Dragonfly zone, and this batch of drill results that came out, the five holes.
Okay, thanks, Corey. Yeah, Dragonfly is the northernmost zone, which we've talked about in the past. It's about 1.5 kilometers long. It's a very silicified and altered ridge. And we knew when we set up that location that we were going to be drilling into mineralization. And it so turns out that we're drilling in the plunge of very high grade for an epithermal style of mineralization, which this is. That is a very high grade plunge. We realized there's several plunges. So we were lucky enough to intersect it with the fourth hole. And then we moved the drill 236 meters to the south. We also knew that we were on the edge of this mineralization and we were trying to drill into it. Unfortunately, on the edge of the mineralized zone itself, there was a lot of voids in the rock and the drilling casing got stuck on several occasions. And as you can see from the drill results, we knew we were getting into the zone. We just couldn't penetrate the zone. So I look upon this as really good news that, you know, it's still open for drilling in the future and it's still the same, if you like, levels of mineralization that we'd expect in a normal epithermal environment. We were just getting exceptional ones from the first platform to the north. Now, if you look south to the Newmont zone, which is about 1.5 to 2 kilometers, we're going to be having results coming out within the next 2 weeks, we're hoping. And this zone was the discovery zone for the whole of this epithermal gold strike that we're looking at. And we have another 9 holes that are going to be coming out from Newmont. And I can tell you without a doubt that competency of the rock is a lot better. And we had 100% recovery from the Newmont zone. And the Newmont zone had typical grades of between 0.5 gram and 1 gram. So we're expecting the next round of drilling to be in that range, which is typical for an epithermal gold deposit of this size. But that will then give us at least 3 kilometers of strike along one zone of mineralization that we followed from the surface. But in addition to that, to the north of it, there's an area called Gold Valley, which we haven't even looked at yet, which would make the whole zone of mineralization up to 4 kilometers long. And that's what we're looking at, Corey.
Okay, now when it comes to some of these holes that were drilled into this Newmont zone, I believe there's 9 holes still to be released. What are your expectations on time frame of getting those back from the assay labs?
You know, that's a very good question. I think other companies have had the same problems. The problem we've had is not actually that the labs are being slow. They're actually not sending us the results back in sequential order. So we can't actually release half a drill hole. And so we're expecting the results within the next 2 weeks. They're actually in pending stage right now. So they've been crushed. They've been pulverized. They're now in the pending stage. And that could be anything from getting results this weekend to 2 weeks' time.
So just to recap, at least this round of drill results, the headline number was impressive. Even some of the other results from this table do show gold mineralization and some pretty decent widths here. But as you said, even the second drill pad, you had some difficult drilling conditions there. You hit some voids in the rock. The market, though, has looked slightly negative at these results, even considering this nice headline number. What insights can you give on this? What do you think the market has misunderstood about these results?
I think what they've seen is they've just seen the fact that the second platform didn't produce as many good values as the first platform, and are basically giving it a little bit of a thumbs down, when in fact, if you look at in full context, it's actually on the edge of the mineralized zone, which we know is there. What's happening to the north is the The limestone host is silty sandstone, silty limestone, sorry. And the one to the south is a competent limestone. And what I think is happening is that we've been downgraded somewhat. But what the listener and the shareholders should bear in mind is that we have an incredible strike length of what would be considered high-grade mineralization in Nevada or many other jurisdictions with epithermal-type gold deposits. So I think that what we have is encouraging. But what's happened is because we had such high values in the first one, we are being somewhat overlooked for this. But I look upon this as 3 kilometers of relatively good-grade mineralization, which would be, in the Nevada side, would be a mineable-type situation that people would be looking very anxiously at. And I would argue that we're going to get quite a lot of attention from quite a few of the majors that are looking to expand their resource base based on what we have. We're going to put these numbers, Corey, into our resource database, which we already have built up. And I can tell you without a doubt, we wouldn't be continuing to look here if we didn't think it was worth it. When you understand the jurisdiction that we're in, you know, within the United States, it's not the easiest, but I would say it's no more difficult than a lot of other places in the U.S. But, you know, it's certainly not Ontario or Quebec for sure.
So do you foresee releasing a resource estimate here in the near term or even just this year?
I would doubt it, but, you know, I'd have to go back to the person that's putting all of this together to see if it's something that we would be able to confidently put out with assurance. But, internally, we've got enough numbers to know that for us to continue it is well worth it. And we've actually outlined $4.2 million to put into this project for 2021. And I'm not quite sure if I spoke to you before last, but we just raised another $7 million. So we're sitting on about $7.5 million. So we're 64 million shares out right now. We have a fairly tight share structure, and we have plenty of money to do what we need to do next year. And I very much doubt that we will actually undergo significant delays in our work unless, you know, there's any significant changes with the current administration that we can't foresee. We have excellent consultants based in Sacramento, and we have some of the best lawyers that we could possibly employ working on our behalf. And we've already sent our second round of drilling, what we call phase two, to the BLM. We've received their comments, and the comments aren't too onerous, and we've sent back our reply. And then the whole situation will go out to public comment, and we will be anxiously listening to the local comments. But I can tell you that locally in Lone Pine, we have a fair amount of support. We have good support base, but, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There are some people out there that are not keen on us being, but that's the same for anywhere in the world right now. No mining project is without some, as we call, hair on it. And California is no different, but I don't see that we are encountering any differences to projects that are in, you know, close to towns in Nevada or any other location around the world. And in fact, you know, I would argue that this is one of the best locations for us to be exploring. When you've got a high arid desert like we have environment, it's potentially environmentally a lot less destructive than other areas of the world where there's a high rainfall. And I could talk about that in another interview, but it's a good environment to find an epithermal gold deposit of plus half a gram material.
Okay, now it sounds like, yes, you are still just dealing with the government. You do have plans for a drill program this year. You just need to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. But you mentioned there, this is an epithermal gold asset, it looks like. But you are seeing very high grades, too. The headline number here of over 7 grams per ton gold, that is extremely high grade for some sort of a porphyry-like deposit. What has this drilling told you then about the potential broadly of this project?
Yeah, what it said is that if we have this limestone-hosted type mineralization within a silty limestone, there seems to be the development of a lot more fluid flows through this area in Dragonfly. over and above what they have, say, in Beatty. In the Beatty district, they're volcanic-hosted, we're limestone. Where we're intersecting these specific limestones, which are a little bit dirtier, there's higher-grade plunges, and there's probably the difference is a rheology difference between the different rock types. And where the mineralization is hosted in a more, if you like, a constant and regular limestone deposit like area like they have down in the Newmont zone, I have a feeling that what we're going to find is the grades are going to be more consistent without these shoots. But what we're dealing with is on echelon faulting. And look, nature's nature. You don't know what you're going to find until you find it. But what we're finding up in Dragonfly is quite exceptional. I mean, I don't think there has been, we've done our research just recently, I don't think there's been an intersection from this first platform as high in the last 10 years within the Southwest U.S.
All right, we will wrap it up there. I do appreciate this update here, Steve. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding K2 Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Steve to address those, and also we'll be following up as we get some more of those drill results from this Newmont zone, which should be coming out in the next few weeks. Steve, thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you taking an interest.